Welcome everybody to Conscious Footprints. Wow. Conscious Footprints actually existed a long time ago. It was a telecall that I did a long time ago, and then it went away and got replaced. And now it's back because the name is actually pretty cool. And so I have been doing like a free Zoom for all things considered consciousness in German for quite a while now, and it's been really fun. And I was like, why aren't I doing this in English too? So, and today we actually have drum roll, we have Portuguese and Spanish as well, which I love. So, thanks guys for being here. Thank you for translating. And I'm just really, really excited. Now, this call is going to be open for anybody who is interested in just creating more consciousness in their lives. And because it's me, there's always nature involved, there's always animals involved. I can't help myself with that. That's just how it works for me. So we'll be talking about animals as well, I'm sure of it. We'll be talking about nature because, again, and any questions are possible in this call. It's an hour long. But also, I always want to do a little bit of a topic here. And since it is an open call, I do also want to make you guys aware I am using the tools of Access Consciousness. And so in Access Consciousness, we have clearings, and these clearings are followed by a clearing statement. And the clearing statement you can find explanation about on theclearingstatement.com. Imagine that. But the clearing statement itself goes like this: right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine, shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyonds. What does all that mean? Go to theclearingstatement.com. But what you just have to know about it is it literally just can change anything that you are ready to change. And the beauty about these tools is that no matter when you created the shit that you're facing now, you can change it. It really, the clearing statement will go through all times and dimensions. So you don't have to know when you created it. You don't have to know what you did or why you did it. If you can just clear it, the clearing statement will take care of it as long as you are willing to go, have it go. Because we don't do brainwashing here. This doesn't work. So, Access is all about you being empowered to know what you know, you having the capacity to help yourself. And that's what these tools are about. And basically, nobody wants to convince anybody of anything. So if anyone ever tries to convince you, including myself, pock and pod me. Okay. So everything that brought up times a gazillion, we destroy non-creative, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyonds. Now, today I want to talk a little bit about the idea of can you teach an old dog new tricks? Well, I have a couple of older dogs, and so, I can basically say, can you teach a dog a new trick that's old? Well, it depends on your point of view, because one of the things that we also have to recognize that is that our point of view will create the reality that we are having in our lives. Now, this is really something when I heard that the first time, basically the founders of Access Consciousness are Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. And Dr. Dane here is the one that came up with this whole smart thing to say. Basically, your point of view creates your reality. Your reality doesn't create your point of view. What does that mean? Well, in the beginning, I always thought, I didn't even really know what that meant. But anyway, I kind of got the idea. You hear it and you go, oh yeah, that makes sense. But then you don't actually get it until you get it. And it took me a while to get it, which was really to recognize that whatever my point of view was that I wasn't letting go of was creating just that in my life. So, I mean, a favorite topic that people love to talk about is money. So your money situation right now in your life, is it because it came from the outside and God has imposed it on you? Or is it a point of view that you're holding on to that's creating your money situation? Whatever you're believing about money and you about money, like all of that is going to create where you're at the moment. And so the same is true here. If you have a point of view that you cannot teach an old dog a new trick, And that old dog might be you, by the way. Then you have that point of view, you won't be able to change it. If you have decided, like, I cannot change this, you won't be able to change it. So all the places in your life where right now you have decided, I cannot change it, which in Access we call a presumptive reality, will you now please destroy and uncreate all of that times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And when I say times a gazillion is a number that only God knows it's that big. And so we are timesing it by a gazillion, meaning let's just take the biggest scoop of shit that we can take and shovel it away. And the clearing statement is that scoop. So the broader the scoop, the more shit we can get out. Okay. And sorry if you don't like me using words like shit and stuff. Then you probably should get off the call because it's not going to stop. So, okay, cool. So, again, every point of view that you are holding on to right now is creating the reality that you have created. So, what are some things in your life right now that you have decided cannot change? So, have a look at it. Sometimes it's with our bodies. You know, I just broke my leg and I'm supposed to heal for 6 weeks. Can I change it? You know, if I don't believe that that's true, that it has to take 6 weeks, can I change it? What can I do to change it? You know, so you can ask some questions and you don't have to buy into what you're being told. Because a lot of times what we are being told is not true. And you might have noticed that. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. So again, what have you decided right now in your life you cannot change? And all the presumptive realities you have about that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And one more time. What have you decided right now that you cannot change? And everything that is times a gazillion, and all the presumptive realities you have about that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. Now, when you literally, the moment you change your point of view, everything around you starts to change. And you might have noticed that sometimes you might be, you know, in a situation that is not working for you. And then all of a sudden, you just change your point of view and the situation changes. How does that work? Just because of that. When you change your point of view, the reality around you changes too. Why? Because the energy changes. A lot of the things that are going on in our lives are based on energy. They're based on some energetic thing that you put in place for whatever reason. And that could have been when you were a small child. That could have been in another lifetime. That could have been yesterday. That could have been 100 million years ago. It really doesn't matter. And a lot of the things that we are going by today that have us stuck are actually things from other lifetimes because we cannot logically change them anymore. This is some decision you made a long time ago. You don't even know when and where that happened, but you're now just functioning from that as if, like, oh yeah, this is what is true. So where do you find yourself saying something like, well, that's just how it is? So how many, that's just how it is, do you have in your life? Which then means you have already decided, I can't change it. Because when you say, that's just how it is, that means you just have to keep it forever and ever and ever and ever. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you now please destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And I apologize, I forgot to shut my phone off. Very bad etiquette. So one more time. So everything that you're holding on to right now, that you have decided you cannot change in your life, will you now please destroy and uncreate all that times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. Now it's funny because this is the first like conscious footprint. So I'm realizing like I'm being like all like proper and everything. Next call is gonna be much looser, I promise you that. I'm usually not so the proper type, but you know, today I'm like, yes, I'm being serious about this, you know, it's conscious footprints. Like, oh, you know, okay, here's one. So how often are you being told that you have a carbon footprint and you better change it? Because your carbon footprint is too big. Well, do you want to change your carbon footprint into a conscious footprint? Okay, so everything that doesn't allow that, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and fuck, all nine shorts, boys, pool vets, and beyond. Yeah, and actually, laughter is one thing that the earth really likes us when we're having joy and laughter in our lives. But also, a lot of times, you can change an energy also by being joyful. So you don't have to be serious, even when things are really tough, when something isn't working for you. You know, sometimes just actually putting a smile on your face can be a contribution to the whole situation. And even if you have to force it, you know, you're sitting there going, I'm gonna hold on to this. And then you're like, nope, I can't smile. Nope, you can't make me. Nope, not smiling. Nope, still not smiling. Nope, can't, nope, won't, nope, You know, and how often do you do that? So, how often do you really refuse to change a mood when you know how to change it? You could literally just laugh about yourself for a moment and it would change the entire mood, and yet you're refusing. So, one more time, what have you decided right now that you cannot change in your life? So, everything that is times a gazillion and all the presumptive realities you have with that, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Oh, and Juliana, somebody's asking the Zoom link for Portuguese. Can you put it in here for a second? Would that work? I'll wait, because I am terrible at multitasking. I think the translators are much better, but I'm terrible, so There you go. Yay. Thank you, Juliana. Awesome. So yeah, where in your life have you decided you are the old dog? No, can't change this anymore. I've been doing it my whole life. Or you have come to a point of view, well, this is right. Why should I change it? I got this right. This is the one thing in my life that I have right. So I'm gonna keep it. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, spice, pool vats, and beyonds. Why am I asking you to destroy and uncreate something that you have decided is right? Because anytime you come to any conclusion, you're going to be stuck there. And even if you think something is right, you won't be seeing anything that doesn't match that. So you wouldn't be able to see where that is actually not true. Because you've decided this is right, and I'm just going to keep doing it this way. And that's the end of the story. A lot of people function from that. And, you know, what makes that so attractive? I have no idea, but we all seem to be loving it. So, everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So, where have you decided that you are right and you will never change it? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And what have you decided about your life that is right? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So everywhere that you would rather be right than free, will you just join on creative, all that, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Let's do that one more time. So, everywhere you have decided that you would rather be right than free, will you just join on creed, all that, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Okay, so there seems to be a little bit more space in your world. Now, what even starts a saying like you can teach an old dog new tricks? What is that? You know, again, it's the assumption that once you're set in your ways, you won't change it. But is it really true that you can't change it, or is it more true that you won't change it? So where are you holding on to all the I won't, I won't? And you might use the word can't, but really it's I won't. So where are you using I won't? Or where are you using I can't when it's actually I won't? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. An animal actually doesn't have a point of view about that. And so if you truly, like, how many of you have maybe ever gotten an animal out of a shelter and you didn't know how old they were or what their, you know, what their previous life was like? And have you been able to train them? No matter how old they were. Well, you might not have had a point of view about what their previous life was. So you might just go, well, this is how we do it here. So you're just going forward with it. And then the animal goes, oh, okay, sure, I can deliver. But if you're holding on to that this animal is damaged and that it has to have problems and that it can't change, guess what you're creating? Because the animal perceives that energy too, and the animal always tries to deliver to you. Animals are so kind. They always want to deliver whatever it is you're asking for, even if it's insane. The animal has no point of view. They really try so hard to please us. So everything that you have done in your life right now to decide what will happen in the future, rather than to be in the question about what is possible, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. Okay, so how many presumptive realities do you have about your pets? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. How many presumptive realities do you have about your body? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. How many presumptive realities do you have about your financial situation? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And then, we have a comment here in the chat saying, yeah, what about missing pets? You know, so if we're missing a pet, like how do we deal with that? That's a good one. Because, you know, when we lose a pet, there's definitely that like, whoa, everything is different. It doesn't just have to be a pet. That could be also a person in your life. It could be pretty much anything that is dear to you. And then all of a sudden, it's no longer there in the physical form. And it really creates like a big, it creates a big whoa in your world, right? Whoa. And so in that moment, allow yourself to process that whoa in however way that you have to, you know, whether you cry or whether you are upset about it or whether whatever it is that you're going through, what if that was all okay? But what if it was also okay not to have to do that forever and not hold on to it? Because this point of view in this reality is that we have to hold on to something like that. You know, if we're losing a loved one, there is a certain grieving period that we're supposed to have. Well, supposed to. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. So, you know, and so in that sense, it's really important to to recognize that whatever is going on for you, to really allow yourself to have that, but then also look at, okay, whatever this is now, is it actually mine? This is one of those things that's really important to ask as well. Is this mine? Because when you are losing someone or a pet, you are now tapping into everybody else energetically that has been in that situation. And so you're becoming aware of all that that is going on for people. And you might be reacting in a way that is really maybe not even you. So you can always ask, who does this belong to? And return to sender. So everything that brought up times a gazillion, will you disjoin on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullbacks, and beyond. Now, the person who asked the question says, well, I don't know if they're alive or dead. They are just missing. Okay, cool. That can also create a lot of havoc in your world. And again, what if you allowed yourself to have whatever that is and then start also asking some questions? So, truth, what is going on here? Truth, is my animal alive? And please, guys, when you have a situation like that, call a friend. Let them ask you that question. And if that person is doing access and can run a clearing, great. But even if they don't, please call a friend in a situation like that. Because oftentimes, when it's about our own stuff, we cannot see the forest for the trees. So please allow yourself to get some help from somebody else. And that somebody else can just ask you a question. Like sometimes I will literally call someone and say, hey, can you just ask me a question about this, please? And then they'll ask a question, and all of a sudden it is much clearer than if I was to ask that question of myself. So please allow somebody to contribute to you in that moment to get more clarity. And then it's not about buying somebody's point of view. It's not about buying anything. It's really more about just having a sense of what is giving you more space. So if you get basically a response, let's say somebody asks you, so truth, is your pet still alive? You can try and say yes and perceive that energy. And then you can try and say no and perceive that energy. And whatever opens your world up more, whatever is lighter, whatever creates more space, that's usually what's true. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you disjoin on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullbacks, and beyonds. Cool. So this call is open to all sorts of questions that you guys might have. And so I'm happy to, even if it's not on topic of like, teaching an old dog new tricks, please. Yeah, if you have any questions, either raise your hand or just unmute yourselves and interrupt me. Whatever works for you. Cool. So, okay, so let's see.
Susie, I have a
Yeah,
question.
yeah. Hi, Neelam.
Hi, Susie. Well, finally, the cat that you have been facilitating me about, she finally passed away on Monday.
Okay.
And even though I am dealing with the guilt of maybe I could have done something better, but now what you just said of what is giving you more space, it tells me like just let her go. You did everything you could. So
Cool.
I will keep working on that. But now her sister is really sad, or I don't know, I see her different. What could I do with her?
Yeah. Good question. So sometimes when an animal dies and you have more pets or more animals and they were connected, what I find helps a lot is if you allow the other animals to really just have a chat with them, and you can really just talk to them out loud. As long as you are congruent in your energy, you can speak any language to an animal, because they understand the energy that you are using to talk to them. And so if you just tell them, hey, look, the body is no longer here. The body has died. The body is gone. And you can ask the other animal, can you still perceive the being? Because the being doesn't die, you know, so an animal's body, our bodies, we have the body, we have the being, and the being doesn't die. So the being may choose another body, may do all sorts of things, but the body is what's gone. And so the animal still has the possibility to connect to the being. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't miss the body, you know, because maybe your pets were cuddling a lot. And so now, hey, that cuddling is gone. So you can also ask your pet, hey, is there anything that I can contribute to you energetically or even physically? Maybe changing the way that you sit with them, or however, whatever is required to also let them know, hey, look, I've got your back. And then also the other important thing is not to buy into they must be sad. Okay. I've worked with many people that say, oh, you know, my animal must be sad because their partner just died. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. That's the point of view we would have as people, but that doesn't mean that that's true for the animal. Animals usually can move on from something like this very quickly. Some animals don't, but a lot of times it has to do with information. For example, I don't know if you guys know this lady named Anna Breitenbach from South Africa. She became quite famous because she talked to a black panther that had the name Diablo. And it basically changed his life. If you ever want to look at it, look at Anna Breitenbach Diablo on YouTube and you'll find that. But in this documentary they made about her, which the Diablo part was a small part of it, she talked to like a bird that had been surrendered and was at this like bird sanctuary, and the bird was always acting very depressed, and he wasn't eating, he wasn't like being himself. And so they asked her to communicate with him. And what she realized was that he had been surrendered very quickly by this person who had been with him for a long, long time. And basically, that person had to leave the country very, very quickly and wasn't allowed to come back. She was pretty much deported. And so, so the bird was surrendered to the sanctuary, and the bird had no information. So what she got from the bird was like, hey, where's my person? So Anna asked them like, hey, what's going on here? So then she told the bird, she gave the bird information. And now this is interesting because the bird died like 2 weeks later, and they were all like, oh my God, the poor bird died. And I thought, well, great. The bird had finally choice. Like, hey, I don't want to do this. You know, I wanted to be with this person. So I'm going to leave my body because this isn't working for me. Like, the sanctuary might be wonderful, but that's not the life I'm choosing. But since he was still in a holding pattern because he wasn't aware of what was going on, he was just like living, but not really enjoying life. So everything that brought up times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. Now, and so, you know, I'm a big fan of giving animals information too, because we assume a lot of times, we assume our animals know. You know, because they're animals. Don't they know? Don't they know the other animal is dead? Maybe not. You know, maybe they're not aware of it in that way. Why not? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. But I have recognized that many times animals are also looking for just information, and they don't just have it. You know, and so many times too, like, for example, people move like from one place to another, and their animals get really nervous. And I get a phone call and they ask me to assist them. And I say, well, have you told your animal you're moving? No, but it's obvious. I mean, there's boxes everywhere. We're packing up. Like, of course we're moving. Yeah, to you, that's obvious. But is it actually obvious to your animal? So please don't assume that just because it's obvious to you, it must be obvious to them. So like I said, maybe just give some information and see what else is possible when, and then also ask your cat, you know, that's still there, hey, what can I contribute to you? So everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullouts, and beyonds.
Okay, so see, thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, you're welcome, of course. Cool. And great question. Really love that. And yay on your kitty going, and yay on you actually having, you know, having some space with it. And please remember to, like in Access, we talk about certain things being a destructor implant, and doubt is a destructor implant. So let's say, you know, like Neelam was saying, that finally she had that sense like, okay, her cat was ready to go, and she assisted that. And then, you know, a few days later, it's like, oh, did I do the right thing? Did I do this correctly? Did I, you know, was I listening to the energy? Was I, you know, was I doing it properly? There's a couple things you can do. Number one, doubt is a destructor implant. So immediately, please pock and pot all the destructor implants creating this times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullouts, and beyonds. And, you know, and then basically have a look at, okay, so what am I really avoiding with this? You know, what am I not looking at? So you can look at what's underneath all of this, because doubt is distracting you from what? So have a look at that too. What am I being distracted from here? What's actually true for me? And have a look at that and keep going underneath, 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 until you get again that sense of space. All right. So cool. All right. Now Maureen has a question about her cat Charlie, who is poorly. Poorly meaning sick or just depressed or unhappy, or what's happening?
I think, well, I don't know for sure what's happening, but he's struggling with, you know how they're fur balls and they cough up fur balls, but I think it's different from that. I think the fur is in his stomach and it's not congealing into a fur ball, so it's not being pooed out, it's just being sicked up. But there's a lot of, and I'm trying to give him the information that I've got some stuff for him that'll help pass it through, but I don't think that message is getting through. So I just
meaning
wonder
like
how
he won't eat it, or like, what do you mean the message isn't getting through? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's like a paste that helps the fur go pass through the body.
Yeah.
And no, he won't. I'm putting it on his paw, but it almost seems like, and I can't tell, that he's sicking that up because he doesn't like it.
Okay. Well, have you tried putting it just on your finger?
Yeah, he won't lick it off. It's supposed to be something he doesn't.
Oh, well, maybe get a different one with a different flavor.
Yeah, I don't think there is. I think there's only one that you can get.
No, there isn't only one. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pork, all nine, shorts, boys, pullouts, and beyonds. We all know that cats are the most finicky eaters on the planet. Let's just say that, you know? And if they don't like something, they're going to let you know about it, and they're just going to walk away and be like, well, no, this won't do today. I'm sorry, you know. Do you have anything else? Well, I'll let you know about that later, because I'm going to complain, you know, to the complaint department that, you know, food today was not adequate. And so please, something else, a different flavor, different kind, different whatever. No, I can sit here for 3 days and eat nothing. I'll just wait for you to bring me the correct food. So, yeah. So everything that brought up times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullouts, and beyond. Now, so no, there is more than one flavor. I can swear to you, to God and to you, because I've had this. I had a cat that had very, very long hair, and she required some of that occasionally. And I remember also going through the different flavors to finally find the one that she actually enjoyed. So, but I get that you're also after something else here, and but I just wanted to say, please don't give up with the flavors. There might be one that he's also going to enjoy, and you might shortcut it by asking some questions. When I had that with my cat. This was a long time ago. I didn't have the access tools, so I bought all the flavors. Could have saved me some money just going to the store and asking, oh, for her body, which one is going to work? This one, this one, this one. Could have saved me some money, but didn't have that option then, so you might could shortcut it that way. But so, Truth, what is going on for him?
I keep asking, I keep trying to ask him, either I'm not getting the message. One of the pieces of information I'm trying to give him is I'm not letting him outside at the moment because I need to see what's going on with him. I need to know whether he's eating, whether he's not eating, whether he's pooing, whether he is being sick. And if he's just doing that in the field all the time, all I know is he's losing weight. I don't know why. Do you know what I mean? So I'm keeping him and not happy about it.
Okay, so that's what's going on. He's losing weight. Okay, so everything that is times a gazillion, we are destroying on creative please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pulvats, and beyonds. So what is going on for his body that is creating weight loss?
Well, I get it's to do with this all this fur because it got so hot so quick.
Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. So, Truth, is it the fur or something else?
I get a yes for the, something to do with the fur, yeah.
Okay, and is there also something else or just the fur?
No, it's not just the
Okay, cool. So, I mean, Jen is stating the obvious. Does he have worms? Worms, of course, can create weight loss.
fur. No, he's just been wormed.
Okay,
He's
cool.
about 3 weeks ago, so yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's not what's going on. All right. So, okay. So, is he missing something in his diet? Or is he being overwhelmed by something in his diet? Is he getting too much of something or too little of something or something else?
Oh, might be too little of something.
Okay. So,
Yes, I get.
is it a vitamin, a mineral, energy? Nutrition,
Mineral, I get a yes for mineral.
mineral. Okay, so what is it that his body is asking for in terms of minerals? So what you could do is you can just
You
get a
know what comes
list.
up is even relevant for cats, but what comes up is zinc.
Okay.
As soon as you say,
Okay, so check it out. I have no idea, but check it out.
okay, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
So
thank
everything
you.
that
I'll have some
is
more.
times a gazillion, we destroy on creative, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pulvats, and beyonds. Cool. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you.
So we have a chat question in the Spanish chat, and it is about the book Talk to the Animals. Now, please know you guys, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, the founders of Access Consciousness, created a book called Talk to the Animals. It is fantastic. If you want to play with animals on this planet, and even if you don't ever desire to take a class with Access Consciousness, please get that book. It has a ton of information. It has a lot of clearings. It has body processes. It has a lot in there. So please check out that book. Apparently, maybe it is available in Spanish. I don't know if they have it in Portuguese, but their work, yes, awesome. So also in Portuguese. So it's available in languages. So please, check that out. Now, in the Talk to the Animals book, they're talking about the zone. So the zone of awareness to calm down the animal or whatever is required. Can I talk a bit more about that? I can't get a feel for it with my puppy and what triggers him not to want to be touched, and he reacts by biting. It's something new with him, knowing that he is healthy and not in pain and so forth. Okay, cool. So the zone of awareness is actually something that every body has. Every body has a zone of awareness. So it could be a people body, an animal body, doesn't really matter. And what that is, it is basically the sense of your surroundings. How far around you are you aware of things? And everybody has a different sized zone. So some people keep their zone really close to themselves and they just want to be aware of what's around them in this tiny bubble. Some people are willing to be aware of the room they're in. Some people are willing to be aware beyond the room they're in. And the same is true for animals. Like, for example, a stallion can have a zone that is a couple of square miles. And so what that means is that he's just aware of, okay, what's going on out there? Is the weather changing? Where do I need to take my herd to stay safe, to be fed, et cetera, et cetera. So that's really what the zone is about. Now, if a zone collapses, and a zone can collapse from pretty much any kind of trauma that you can imagine, like it could even be somebody clapping next to an animal, and it gets so startled that it collapses their zone. So it doesn't have to be dramatic abuse, but of course it can be that too, or anything like that. But once the zone collapses, the animal loses its sense of the surroundings. And so you can usually recognize a collapsed zone if you are observing an animal. And if you feel like they're always clumsy, falling over things, bumping into things, that might be one where you want to ask, is the zone collapsed? And you just literally ask that question, is the zone collapsed? Yes, no, it's that simple. And then, you know, another way to see it is like, for example, you're reaching for an animal to pet them and you're almost there and then you touch them and they see you coming and you touch them and they go, ooh. That might be another sign that there is a collapsed zone, because they don't have, when the zone is collapsed, their sense of depth is pretty much gone. So they cannot really perceive how far you are away from their body, etc., etc. So this is just a bit more about the zone. Now, it's really, really simple to actually give them a zone again. And you can use your hands. So you just literally take the palms of your hands facing towards the head of the animal. You can be touching them. You could be 3 feet away from them. It doesn't really matter. But it's important that you just ask your hands to connect to the zone of the animal or the person. You just ask, okay, click into the zone. And then you literally just slowly pull it out. Pull, 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 pull. And you pull until you sort of feel a shift in the energy. Okay. And it's not that complicated. That's how fast this can go. And if the zone was collapsed, you are basically now creating a totally different way for them to perceive their environment again. Sometimes it could take a couple of days before you really see the difference, but sometimes it can be like this fast. And if you were doing it thinking the zone was collapsed, but it wasn't, you're not harming anything. So you can always do this exercise. It is really not a problem for the animal, because even if their zone was fine, you cannot destroy it by doing this. Okay. Now, you don't have to decide how big that zone is going to be. That animal will create that for themselves. So you are just helping it by expanding it out, and then boom, there it is. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. Now, with an animal that basically is now reacting to you touching them, it could be the zone. So you can ask, is the zone collapsed? Yes, no. And expand the zone like we just did. And you could also ask, well, is it something else? And if you get a yes on that, then just really go, okay, so what is it, without coming to conclusion. A lot of times what we were taught is we immediately want to get an answer. Well, I have to find the answer. But sometimes you won't get the answer. You will just get sort of this little flow of energy that gives you a hint of which direction this might go in, but it may not be an answer right away. And so don't get frustrated with that, but allow yourself to just perceive that energy. So if it's something else, then it's like, okay, so what is it? What is this? And with your doggy, it's a bit strange, like I'm not really getting a good question to ask. It almost is a little bit of a sense of like something hidden. So I wonder what is going on there. And maybe you have a little bit of feedback, like, so is there something that was going on in your household, some change, or is there something that needs to be hidden? Or like, I'm not sure, this is a strange question, I know, and yet that's kind of what's up. And while I'm waiting for that, another Spanish chat question is, I had a dog as a patient, his owner died, and he's very aggressive. How can I help the dog in this process? Well, my question is, did he get aggressive or was he already aggressive? Because with an aggressive dog, I mean, there's many, many, many things that you can do behaviorally. But what I would also do, so in Access Consciousness, we actually, on the Access Consciousness website, we do have an item that is called the Original Clearings of Abuse Audio. And that works really well on animals. And so even if the animal has not been abused, like in a way of, you know, being beaten or anything like that, abuse is a very interesting energy, and it can be perceived as abuse when people don't even think they're abusing, and yet the animal was abused by their perception of it. And so, you know, running that abuse CD maybe about 30, 40, 50, 60 times might be a contribution, and it's really cheap. It's only $35. So it's a real, and you don't, it's only in English. It doesn't matter. Your animal doesn't care what language that is in. Please play it for them. And you can have it really, really, really on low volume. You don't have to listen to it out loud all day long, but put it on and keep it repeating, 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 repeating. And then maybe we will have another call in a month. And so let's see how it goes. If you still have that dog or you know about it, then let's go and have another look at it. Okay. Jen posted that link in there. Now, just a quick one. This audio was created by Gary Douglas to actually get people energetically out of abuse, but he discovered later on that it works really well on animals as well. And so it still also works on people. So just be aware of that too. If you're playing it, like who is around you, please don't play it while driving a car. It may confuse you a little bit. And so, you know, don't operate heavy machinery. Basically, you'll be aware where when you're playing it and who else is around, because it may affect them too. So especially if you have somebody that is listening to that on low volume and they have had abuse, stuff may come up for them. So please be aware of that. Okay.
Lucy?
Cool. Yes.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Is this also the abuse, this audio when you want to go through the abuse
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Same one.
That's
correct.
This one. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. So it's called the Original Clearings of Abuse. That's the one. So we do have another question about somebody who found a kitten and wants to introduce the kitten to the dog, who's a little bit aggressive. How can I do it? Now, be patient. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And please create a scenario where everybody is safe. What I would do for sure is I wouldn't just like hold the kitten and show it to the dog. That's not how I would do it. I would make sure that you have the kitten safe on your body. And also if the kitten gets freaked out and starts clawing on you, that you don't just freak out and throw the kitten, you know, and now you have a running kitten and a running dog and God knows what happens then. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool bats and beyonds. I find it the best. Dogs are very, very much into smelling. So the way that I introduced my kitten to the four dogs I had at the time was by letting them smell his bottom. So I was holding him in a way that the dogs could come up behind my elbow, like I had him here in my elbow. His bottom was kind of sticking out so the dogs could smell his bottom. He didn't even see the dogs because he was looking at me and I was tickling his face and the dogs could smell his bum. And that was very satisfying to them because dogs get a lot of information through smell and they do like to smell bums. I don't know if you've noticed, but that's what they do. So that's one thing where you can basically give them that sensory idea. And then the other thing is you have to be energetically really clear on how this is supposed to go. Because if you are very clear that, hey, this cat is going to be part of our household and everyone has to be friendly, they do not have to be friends. Like I would never force anybody to be friends, but I can say, hey, guys, behave. All right. You can be tolerating each other. You do not have to be friends, but you have to be friendly. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you please disjoin uncreated? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And so basically, that's really the important part, is that you are willing to set some ground rules, and you have to be super, super clear. You're the leader, okay? Not your dog, not the cat. You are the leader. What is it that you want to create in your household? Be really clear about that. Don't go waver. Oh, maybe I want this. Maybe I want, no, be really clear. Okay. Here's my dog. Here's my cat. How do I want to create this in my household? Okay. Make sure the cat has a safe place. Make sure the dog has a safe place and, you know, and then see how it basically develops. And you may have to make this demand for yourself that you then also are very clear on with the animals. Hey, this is how it's going to be. You guys are going to be friendly or whatever it is that you want to create. All right. So everything that is times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats and beyonds. Cool. So we got some feedback on the dog that was aggressive when the owner died. Yes, he was aggressive before. So I would say, yes, let's start with the abuse CD. And there are a lot of ways that also training wise you can work with an aggressive dog. And I think it's really important that you find out, like, what is it actually that's triggering this animal? Because what a lot of people call aggression, I would necessarily not call that. So that's another thing. We love to label things. We love to basically put things into a box. Okay, this animal is aggressive. Okay, now we have the aggressive box. So everything that is, and this goes back to our conversation in the beginning, your point of view will create the reality. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy an uncreated, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So maybe have somebody also look at the dog and see what type of behavior is this. You know, is this dog actually aggressive or is he fear reactive or what is actually going on for him in his life? And maybe he has never really had anybody who was sticking up for him or really having his back, or where he really felt like there was leadership and he could really be protected. And so there's a lot of different ways that this could be handled, but I think part of it is to not come to conclusion about what it is, but to really more look at like, okay, can we change it? And if so, how do we change it? So that's a really important question. Can we change it? And how do we change it? All right, cool. And then just a quick follow-up on the other question. So about the hidden thing, and the person says, I just sense this energy of something unseen, but I can't identify it. Literally, it's like he's a very loving and calm dog, and out of nowhere, just when someone was touching him, he lets go, he bites, and seconds later he releases what happens and stopped. Maybe entities, or what is he sensing too much of? And it's as if a button is suddenly touched and he reacts, and then the guilt turns him off. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy non-creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pulvets, and beyond. And can I please do a shout out for you guys who translate? You guys are amazing. There is no way that I could translate speaking and writing. You guys are amazing. Thank you. I mean, just like, incredible talents here. Like, I have no idea. I couldn't even type right now while I'm talking. You guys are talking, translating me, and typing, translating someone's question. Amazing. I mean, truly, truly, I am so grateful. You guys are beyond. So thank you. I just wanted to say that because I love it. Anyway, yes, so, you know, we could go into like a lot of topics right now, and we literally have 2 minutes left today. The topic of entities is huge. And so maybe that is a topic we could go through next time. And I don't want to leave you hanging here either with your dog. So it could be entities. You can ask that. Is it entities? Yes, no. And for all of you that are going, what are entities? Come back next time. And it could really be the zone, the way that you're describing it. So I would definitely expand the zone. And there's still a strange energy here. So yeah, I wonder what that may be and what is going on. And is it the same with everyone that is reaching out to him, or is it specific people only? And also, I would say, when he is laying on his bed, please, guys, your animals should always have a spot that is their spot. And unless they invite you to touch them while they're on that spot, please don't just go there and touch them, okay? To me, this is so important to give your animal a spot where it's off limits. You don't get to just go there and touch them. That's their spot. If they want to lay there and sleep, you don't bother them. You don't come over and cuddle with them. You don't talk at them. You just let them be. And so this could be just one spot in the house, and make that really clear. Again, energetically, you just talk to them and say, hey, this is your spot. When you're in this spot, no one will bother you. And so give your animal that one spot in your house, please. And so if your dog is on that spot, no one gets to touch and bother them. No one gets to get to coax them out of there. It's like, if they need to be in that spot, they get to be in that spot no matter what. So maybe also have your dog's back. That somebody wants to approach your dog while they're resting, maybe you need to step in and say, hey, stop it. Let my dog come to you. When my dog wants to engage with you, he will come out of his little area here, and he will come and approach you. And then basically that's time to engage with him. But while he's laying on his bed, while he's sleeping, while he's just resting here, off limits. So this might be something your dog is asking you for, to step up a little bit more and actually have his back. So everything not brought up times a gazillion, will you destroy non-created, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullbats, and beyonds. And especially if he's going into like, oh, I'm going to snap at you. And then it's like, oh, you know, what have I done? It could really be that he is just, it's just not the right time to touch him. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy non-created, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullbats, and beyonds. Well, cool, guys. This was really fun. Thank you all for being here. And again, thank you to my lovely translators. And hey, we'll see you next time, hopefully. And bring your friends. You know, this hopefully it was a bit of fun for you. And maybe you got a few tools out of it. So let's see what shows up next time. And well, definitely entities. I'm going to have to write that down, though. Someone write that down. I will write it down. So next time we'll talk about entities. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you whenever. I'm not sure when the next one is. You'll find out. Okay. Bye, everybody.